Prišel kozak, bez lic, bez lišinu, bez lic, bez lišinu, tajna diva.
Molodu dičinu, molodu dičinu, tajna diva, molodu dičinu.
Dičino, lička rumjano, lička rumjano, pered noću. Mene molodo, mene molodo, pered noću. Mene molodo.
Ja bi tebe
na svíti nikoho, na svíti nikoho, nezradil já, na svíti nikoho.
Дичини, крикну до дичини, ой, спасибі,
за любу гостину, за любу гостину, ой, спасибі, за любу гостину. Ой, спасибі, віко закатого, віко закатого, що крім тебе, не задив нікого, не задив нікого, що крім тебе, не задив нікого.
Молоду дівчину,
And from their most recent CD called Vecernitsi, which means evening party, that was Zubrivka from Toronto, and a song called Isho Kozak Bez Lis, and that was translates as The Wandering Kozak. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павіна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павіна Демчик-Макворі, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got Sylvia Molnar with a recipe that is perfect for these crisp autumn and soon-to-be winter days, easy mushroom soup. As well, we'll have Stefan Andrusiak with Rushnuchok back with us to talk about Rushnuchok's song that they recorded back in the day, and it was dedicated to the Holodomor, which we've been commemorating all month. As well, we've got an interview with Bobby Lee. This is the second half of an interview with the producers of that Hollywood-produced film, Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide. And we'll be hearing from Bobby Lee and Marta Tomku as well later on in the program. And as usual, our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And I was delighted and very excited to come home from 5 weeks of wandering in the desert in the southwestern United States, and very glad to be back home to see standing water, green grass, and tall trees. But I was also very excited to find two brand new CDs in the mail that had arrived while I was away. And one of them was Zubrivkas, which you heard opening the program, and hopefully we'll get an interview with them. We've been trying to line that up for the last couple of months, and hopefully that'll come very soon and hear what they have to say about their second CD. As well, a CD that came all the way from Australia from a listener by the name of Stefan Dunchak. And Stefan very kindly arranged to have that sent up to us here at Nash Holos. And Stefan is also a very generous donor of the program. So, duže ďakujú, Stefan. Well, thanks for tuning in and keeping us up to date with some of the stuff that's going on down under. So, here is a tune from Yellow Blue Bus, a very celebrated group down in Australia. And here they are now with a song called Kozak. Thank you. Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Ой, дівчина по рибі ходила, в зеленому гаю заблудила.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла.
Ой, козачі, молодий гуляю, прийдіть мене зеленого гаю.
А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла.
And that was UB from Edmonton from their CD Homebrew and a song about mushrooms. Here is Sylvia now with some information about what you could do if you happen to have a whole bunch of mushrooms you've just picked. even if it's just picked up from the store. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Nothing beats curling up in the middle of winter with a warm bowl or mug of homemade soup. Whether you use exotic wild or cultivated mushrooms for this soup recipe, the results will be great. Many commercial soups that are simply ready for reheating don't even come close to the therapeutic, health-boosting vitamin and mineral-rich soups made at home in your kitchen. Making soup at home allows you to double the recipe and freeze single servings for reheating at a later date for a quick lunch or dinner. If you can, try and use some wild mushrooms for this dish, as their delightful flavors, textures, and colors make this soup multidimensional. We know Ukrainians love their mushrooms, and many Ukrainians have the knowledge of where, when, and how to pick the right ones. Now, get your pens ready for easy mushroom soup. You'll need the following: 1.5 to 2 pounds mushrooms, sliced, domestic or wild, or both. 1 large onion, finely chopped. 3 tablespoons butter. 3 tablespoons flour. 2 potatoes, diced. 1 parsnip, diced. 1 turnip, diced. 8 cups of water or chicken broth. Salt and freshly ground pepper to taste. Saute the mushrooms and onions in butter, cooking until the onions become soft. Sprinkle with flour and mix. Cook the other vegetables in water or stock until they are done. Add the mushroom-onion mixture, stirring while bringing to a boil. Season to taste and continue to cook over medium heat for about 10 minutes. Very easy. And that's it. So until next time, try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Скінчиться ніколи, ти будеш одна, твій портрет завбільшки з долоні, розтане між хмар, між дивних людей. Між весняних дощів погляд твій і розплетені коси розтануть як дим між дивних людей.
Oh,
And that was Viktor Morozov with Oh, My Dear Ukraine. And I first heard of that song back in 2009 during the Orange Revolution. And 9 years later, the protests in the street are happening again, and they happen to be pretty much opposed to the same person in power. Let's hope that this time they have a little bit more luck with changing the country in the direction that they want to go. The protests right now are in support of joining the European Union. Here is another song from back in those heady days of the Orange Revolution, Taras Petrenenko and Ukraino.
Дороги іншої не треба, поки зорить чумацький шлях. Я йду від тебе і до тебе, по золотих твоїх стежках. Мені не можна не любити, тобі можна не цвісти, лиш доти варто в світі жити, поки живеш і квітнеш ти. Україно, Україно,
Yeah. is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
The song you're about to hear was released in 1974. «Земля моя» was written by Борис Будні, music by Рушничок's Євгено Сідач and Юрко Штик. I have it easy here as I look at the land of my ancestors. I want to rejoice, Ukraine, to take pleasure in your endless natural wonders, your mountains, rivers, and grasses. When I see you struggle oppressed, neither good fortune nor much of a future, blackbirds seem to be circling all of the time. What keeps me hopeful are your children, some of whom are forgotten in prisons, where they silently maintain your dignity and mine. Note that the tempo of the song is upbeat. It's as matter of fact as the reality around us. We know it, we understand it, we work to fix it, but also we must go on living life. 40 years after the song was written, 80 years after the horror of the Holodomor, the dance of life, such as it is, continues, and our thoughts are with the people of this noble land. Here's the final song from our album, Rushnichok Volume 2, Земля моя, My Homeland.
Хоч я живу на чужині, хоч і нелегко мені, знаю, що там вірний край. Серце дужить, дужить, ой, сам не бачив я.
Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері.
Thank you. Катрино,
And that was Taras Petrenenko once more with Tatiana Horobets and a song called Koleskova, a lullaby dedicated to the victims of the Holodomor. Last week, we spoke with Marta Tomku, the producer of the film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide. Her partner on the film was Hollywood director Bobby Lee. We ended last week's discussion with a question regarding the emphasis of the term genocide in this film.
Yes, that was Bobby's idea, and Bobby created the whole look of the film. And I think Bobby would be the best person who could answer that question himself, and he's sitting right next to me. Please stand by.
Thank you so much for taking your time out on a Saturday morning to talk to us. We sincerely appreciate it.
Oh, no, not at all. It's great to have you on because I know there's a lot of curiosity about this film, so it's really good to speak to you about it. And I think there's a lot of curiosity about you, Bobby, in particular because you're not of Ukrainian descent.
I had no idea. Marta and I started dating, and her mom, she gave me this little tiny pamphlet, and it was about Ukraine, and it mentioned the genocide and the Holodomor. And I said to her, and I said to Marta, it's like, wait a second. Did this really happen? I'm a history buff. I study history. I love history. And how come I don't know about this? We were never taught this in school. So that sort of started the fire a little bit, Then we went to this memorial thing, and then it was like, again, here it is again, the second time. And at that point, Marta was like, we got to make a movie about this. And I was like, no. I do narrative feature films. I don't do documentaries. I've never done a documentary, and I have no desire to do a documentary. I don't want to say she lied to me, but she sort of strung me along and said, guess what? It's easy. We can do it on the weekends. And she goes, just grab a camera and go. At that particular time, I was making a picture with Vince Vaughn and the country star Randy Travis. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, if I can do it on the weekends, that's fine. Okay, And it wasn't that easy at all. There was so much research because I didn't know anything about it. I never even heard of it. And there's very little information about it out there. So what I did is I kind of got as much as I could off the internet for 3 or 4 months. And then Marta brings on Professor Taras Hunchuk. So then I go to him and I tell him all this information that I've researched. And he's like, no, that's all wrong. Everything that I had been researching was wrong, and that's sort of had the bond between him and I, because all of a sudden it's like now we're sitting down and he's explaining to me exactly what happened, all the historically accurate facts. And then it was like, well, Taras, you're going to have to help me write this. So I would write the script, send it to him, and then he would correct it. So it was a fantastic collaboration between us, and we just became very, very close. And it was like dealing with this for, about a year or so, a couple years.
Wow. So the information that you got on the internet was wrong. That's interesting.
Yeah, almost all of it was actually incorrect. It was not historically correct. I don't even remember exactly what it was. But it was from Wikipedia and many different websites. And some websites are actually, if you Google Holodomor, some sites are actually against the Holodomor.
Yeah.
Some sites are calling it a fake famine. Mm-hmm. And our movie is very historically correct. Hunchuk wouldn't let me slip. He was so strict. It's like, and I would say, Taras. I want it to be, we call it the three E's. Entertaining, enlightenment, and educational. And at the same time, it's still a movie, so I want it to be entertaining. I don't want somebody to be bored.
Yeah, of course.
And so, he wouldn't let me slide on anything that wasn't historically correct.
and that's rare often in Hollywood movies. No offense to your industry, but entertainment is the purpose of Hollywood.
Exactly. That's what Hollywood is. It's like, we're trying to entertain. The other thing that was interesting, too, and I just want to share this with you, is when we started to make this movie in November 2006, but we were really kind of full going it in 2007. But what was interesting, in 2007, there were 40 different movies regarding the Holocaust that were released. And I'm like, well, how come there hasn't been one movie regarding Holodomor? And it was, wow, why is that? And so then we started, you know, researching, and he brings Taras Hanchak on, and he's like, he goes, nobody would do it because all these obstacles. The Soviets, the Russian government to this day still denies that it ever happened. Another interesting thing, our film played in Monaco at the Monaco Charity Film Festival in 2009. And we actually won the Grand Jury Award.
Ah, congratulations.
Best feature or short. Yeah, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. The interesting thing about it is the supposedly celebrity for the film fest, the representative, I guess, was Christina Putin.
Oh, and she is Putin's wife?
His daughter.
His daughter. Wow.
Yeah, and he apparently he has a mansion or something, or some sort of place in Monaco, Monte Carlo. So, and she was there, and she was representative, and I invited her to come see our screening, and she didn't do it. She goes, I can't do that, you know that. And then we won the award, and at the big gala, the first person I wanted to say hi to was her. Yeah, so we're on stage, and Marta and I are on stage getting the award, which is the biggest award you could possibly get at that film festival. And so I said a couple of things, and I was basically thanking the festival director and the people that got us into that film festival. And then I gave the mic to Marta, and she started talking about the Holodomor. They cut her off. They literally
really?
Said, no. Yeah, it was quite the experience.
Quite a coup, actually. Good for you. Congratulations, not just on winning the award, but on making those kind of inroads and raising that awareness.
When we were filming in Ukraine, my assistant, who was from a town, I keep it about an hour or so from Kiev, he'd never heard of it. He didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. I think that's almost common knowledge in the diaspora that they wouldn't. How old was this person?
This guy was 25.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, the young people don't know. So this is a good thing that you're doing. So you met Taras Hanchak where?
Well, basically what happened is we did a press release. I mean, what I did is I actually put together, before we did any interviews, I put together a four-minute trailer with stock footage and just narration. I was going to Cannes, to the Cannes Film Festival, Festival de Cannes, and I wanted to take this trailer and play it for some industry people and just to get their reaction. Like, okay, is this worth doing? Mm-hmm. Because we're getting ready to soak a lot of money into this and a lot of time. And I did. But because we did the press release, it went out throughout the U.S. and Canada. And Taras Hanchak called Marta and just said, hey, you know, I'd like to offer my services. And that's how we met, you know, over the phone. So
And he is Professor Emeritus from
Rutgers.
Rutgers. All right.
Yeah.
Not a shabby institution. Right.
It's not. He's written books. He's an expert on the Holodomor, without a doubt. I think he specializes in Ukrainian Jewish and Russian history.
Right. Yes. I'm very familiar with the name. I'm sure many listeners are as well. Yeah. So he did make a very good addition to the film. I did see the film, and it was... I have a hard time describing this entertaining. I'm sorry. I know you did. It's not to cast any aspersions on your filmmaking expertise or talent, but it was. I mean, it's a typical in a sense, it's a typical documentary, and it's very sad. But it gets the point across very well. I was able to watch it. I sort of have reached a point of Holodomor fatigue in a sense. It's not a lot about it that I don't know, not a lot of new facts other than, you know, new eyewitness accounts, which there were many in your film that I hadn't heard. But it was an enlightening film, even though I was aware of it.
That's good. That means it worked. You know, you're right. It's probably not entertaining to most people. What I was trying to do is to make a movie that doesn't look like a documentary. You know, we were in Ukraine, and I said to Marta, I got to have a helicopter. And she's like, no, you're not getting a helicopter. And I said, no, I need a helicopter. I got to make it entertaining. I got to make some big production look, at least. And she's like, no. And I said, I want a helicopter. And I threw a temper tantrum. and I got my helicopter.
I just also wanted to say that our mission in making this film was not just simply in making a film about Holodomor. It was about letting the world know about the tragedy that the Ukrainian people suffered at the hands of, you know, the brutal regime that starved all those people on purpose. So just because we finish our movie right now does not mean that our mission is finished, because it's not enough simply to make a movie about this. Now we need to get the movie out into the world for people to know, not only Ukrainians, but non-Ukrainians, and all the people to know of what happened. I can't even imagine dying from starvation, and we're so lucky and blessed to have food, and now we're just making this film makes me even more grateful for all the little things in life that we have, and we are so lucky. So we need help from every single person who's listening to this right now to help us let the world know and promote the film, you know, not only promoting the film, but promoting awareness of Holodomor. So everybody knows, because in the making of this film, I've only encountered 16 people in all of North America, that's U.S. and Canada, who are non-Ukrainian, who have heard of Holodomor. So more people need to know about this. This needs to be in history books in the United States and in other countries as well. Somebody told me, I think it was you perhaps, that it is already in Canadian history books. But people need to know this, and this needs to have its proper place in history. So our work is not completely done until people are more aware of Holodomor throughout the world.
And many thanks again to Marta and Bobby for speaking with us about their film, Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide. To purchase a copy or for more information, visit their website, www.holodomorthemovie.com. Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. This Friday, a pierogi supper at St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Center, 13512 108th Avenue in Surrey. Doors are open from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-531-1923 or 604-581-0313 or visit www.uocstmarysurrey.com. On Saturday, the annual Ukrainian Christmas Bazaar at St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Center, 3150 Ash Street in Vancouver. Ukrainian food, including pierogies, cabbage rolls and sausage, homemade preserves, Ukrainian crafts, silent auction, rummage sale, raffles, kids' corner, and much more. Proceeds to Aunt Leah's Place and the Bridge of Hope to support underprivileged children in the local area and in Ukraine. There's free admission and parking. Doors are open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Кожний зло зробить, як зайде там, де чорт ходить. And our proverb of the week translates as, everyone will do evil if they find themselves in the devil's den. Well, that just about wraps up our program here on Nash Holos. So to take us to the end of the show, we've got the Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg and from their CD Back Up and Push, the Off to Battle Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks so much for listening and Dobranich!